Friday's launch at the Kodiak Launch Complex will be the first rocket in almost 2 years for the Alaska Aerospace Corporation. The state-owned corporation's primary customer has been the military, although this spring it lost its lucrative missile defense contract. Now the corporation is reportedly asking for millions in state funding to not only expand, but stay open for the next 4 years. KMXT's Jacob Resnick reports.
This year, the state of Alaska contributed $4 million to keep the Aerospace Corporation going. Kodiak's launch complex opened in 1998 in the hope of launching private satellites into polar orbit, but that hasn't materialized and the primary customer continues to be the federal government. Friday's launch will be a shared mission between the Air Force and NASA. Now the Aerospace Corporation is looking to Juno for a funding commitment, confirms CEO Dale Nash.
We put in a request to the governor's office. It's significant, I will say that.
The corporation also wants to expand its launch capability to medium-sized rockets. Nash says the corporation is in talks with the manufacturers of the Falcon 9 and Taurus 2 type rockets and wants to make Kodiak the West Coast launch site for larger rockets.
If we happen to win one of those, you win it for a generation. They'll be launching Falcon 9s out of Florida for the next 25 years. On that launch pad, they'll be launching the Taurus 2 for the next 25 years out of Virginia on that launch pad. If we can get one of those two for a launch pad in Kodiak, we will have the launches for the next generation. The bad news is if you lose it, you lose it for a generation.
How much any of this would cost, Nash wouldn't say, but Kodiak's State House Representative, Alan Osterman, sits on the corporation's board of directors and has been privy to some of the discussions.
They would have to put another launch pad in at an estimated price tag of about $80 million. The second part of funding for that aerospace is that they have been receiving federal sustaining funds for a number of years. Those funds seem to be drying up and that they're going to need to continue with new funding sources, particularly from the state of Alaska, to sustain the operations out there. I've been told they're requesting from the state of Alaska $10 million a year for the next 4 years in sustaining funds to keep the doors open out there while they redo their emphasis on going to a medium launch facility.
So that's $80 million for an expansion, as well as $40 million for 4 years of operations, a total of $120 million the corporation would be asking from the state. Karen Weffeld is the state's budget director. She says her office is awaiting a business plan from the Aerospace Corporation.
When they were set up to not require annual state appropriations. So we're looking at it very carefully. I know that legislators last year, when we put the $4 million in the governor's amended budget along the way, there was some concern about that.
The launch complex on Narrow Cape hasn't been without controversy. It was the subject of newspaper reports in 2008 that suggested the late Senator Ted Stevens had strong-armed the Air Force into using Kodiak as a launch site. Keeping tabs on all this is the Kodiak Rocket Launch Information Group. It's a small band of rocket skeptics. One of its members, Mike Zarafchuk of Kodiak, broke the story that the corporation is now looking for more state funding on the group's blog, Space Pork Kodiak.
The creation of Alaska Aerospace was to create a nonprofit corporation with the idea that they were going to make money for the state and help the economy. And there's no denying that the launches do inject a little bit of money into the local and state economy. But AAC officials themselves have stated publicly that launch revenues don't even cover the costs of operating the facility, of keeping it open. And as I say, since they can't pay to even keep it open, they just keep sucking more taxpayer money.
Meanwhile, this week's launch of a Minotaur 4 rocket comes at a crucial time for the Aerospace Corporation, which hasn't sent a rocket into space since 2008. How much the corporation will receive from this launch, Nash wouldn't say, citing a confidentiality clause in its agreement with contractors. But Nash says he remains upbeat about the corporation's future on Kodiak Island.
We're very pleased to be part of the Kodiak community. I know we have some people who wish that it were not there, but for the most part, it's a tremendous partnership and just one of the very best places from an orbital mechanics physics point of view to launch satellites into orbit.
The Air Force has also not disclosed the cost of this week's mission. The rocket is scheduled to launch at 4:24 p.m. Friday. In Kodiak, I'm Jacob Resnick.